It's another Canadian Country Christmas on Hot Country. I'm Tracy Lynn.
I'm Nate Holler.
And we have some famous friends joining us.
Ew.
Next hour, it's the James Barker Band. You know, the holidays, something special about the holidays is all the movies the TV series, the different ones that come up. What's your favorite, Nate?
Well, I was thinking about this recently, and is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, then that's definitely my favorite. I think because there's a bunch of Home Alones. I like the one around Christmas. You know what? The only thing with it is, you know when he goes into the basement and there's that like, it's either a coal furnace
yes,
or something. It scares
the furnace
him.
Is scary.
Yeah, that used to scare. It still does. It scares me.
Yeah, I mean.
But I love a thrill, so that maybe that's why I like it.
The original Home Alone.
Oh.
I like Christmas Vacation.
I was going to say, is that your favorite?
It's one of my favorite ones. Christmas Story,
yeah,
classic.
That's good.
But then I also love getting the TV guide, you know, either it be online or
the
back
TV
in the day.
TV guide,
back
yes.
in the day, we had the TV guide and you would open it up and highlight when Rudolph was coming on or Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, like I'm all in. Those classic little Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, we used to watch all those, but I can't sit still very well. But I did through Home Alone, yeah. So that's how you know.
And It's a Wonderful Life. Definitely a classic when it comes to the holidays.
You're reminding me that I need to watch a few more Christmas movies that I haven't seen.
What about Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
I've seen that.
Okay, does that
I'll watch, unfortunately, I will watch a rom-com.
Yeah, I feel like I connect with that movie on many levels. I almost feel like I'm seeing my family right in front of me on the big screen.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, stick around. We're going to be rocking around the Christmas tree with the James Barker Band.
It's Jess Moskaluk wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Just hear those sleigh bells tingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just hold your hand. We're riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. It'll be the perfect ending to a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnut pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Curry.
Happy
holidays.
Oh, yes. You know it's Christmas when it's a Canadian Country Christmas with Tracy Lynn,
Nate Holler, and some famous friends on Hot Country.
If you're like many of us who settle down for the evening throughout the holidays with a hot cup of cocoa, maybe some apple cider, or Eggnog.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be nog.
Got to love the nog. And watch a holiday movie. You're not alone. Holiday movies have become firmly embedded in Canadian winter celebrations.
That's true. We all have our favorite holiday movies that we watch. And I got to tell you, right now, I'm really excited. Because JBB, the boys, are all here. And those guys are the greatest. They're, you know, early on, right after I released Lightning in a Bottle, they brought me up on stage. They made me feel so welcome. I was so nervous.
Oh, I can imagine some stories that they have.
Oh, it's a Canadian country Christmas with
the James Barker Band.
My favorite Christmas movie, I think, is not technically a Christmas movie, I don't think. It's more of like an American Thanksgiving movie, I guess, but it feels Christmassy, is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Definitely not one to watch with the little ones, but it is hilarious. And good old John Candy with the Canadian support. Yeah, definitely Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. No friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing summer night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutations. Sure as a star shine above. But this is Christmas. Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam, and Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow. I'll be happy, happy once again.
With Hot Country, we have a lot of family joining us on this special day. And now we're going to get back to the James Barker Band. They're going to be rocking around our Christmas tree with one of their favorite holiday songs.
Growing up at our house at Christmas, we had a few Christmas albums we like put on repeat. And I feel like the two top ones have to be Randy Travis's Old Time Christmas, which that song on that album is spectacular. And then Alan Jackson, who has two Christmas albums. The first one is the best one with Honky Tonk Christmas and Put a Ribbon in Your Hair and The Angels Cry. Those two albums you could play front to back and they're just awesome.
Pretty paper is playing on the jukebox. And mistletoe is hanging above the bar. I want to thank you for this broken heart that I've got. A Merry Christmas, girl, wherever in the world you are. It's gonna be a hard,
it up, I wanna hear it, so I can unwrap all the memories in my mind. Hey Joe, pour me some Christmas spirit. If I make it through December, I'll be fine. It's gonna be a honky-tonk Christmas for these silent nights at home are killing me. It's gonna be a honky-tonk Christmas, but I'll be over you by New Year's Eve. Yeah, I'll be over you by New Year's Eve.
Oh, JBB, my friends, how great was that? Thanks for spending some time with us, and thanks for spreading all of the holiday cheer today.
Yes, it is nothing but Nate-mas here. It's a Canadian country Christmas with Tracy Lynn,
Nate Holler, and some famous friends on Hot Country.
It's a Canadian country Christmas with Tracy Lynn,
Nate Holler, and some famous friends on Hot Country. Happy holidays. We got Jade Eagleson joining the holiday party now. I'm not going to stop.
No.
We want to welcome Jade. And Jade, I got to ask you, little Jade Eagleson running around with a teeny tiny mullet. Do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Would have to be a combination of turkey and garlic mashed potatoes. I mean, that's the best. You can't beat it. I love it. I will always love it.
Sitting by.
Getting ready to rock around the hot country Christmas tree is Jade Eagleson. He's sharing one of his favorite holiday songs.
Growing up, I'd have to say my favorite Christmas song was anything that Randy Travis sang off his Christmas album.
Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. There's frost on all the windows, candles burning bright, stockings on the mantle, everything's just right. Soon the house will come alive with family and friends. I'd love some time alone with you before it all begins. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. It seems I've hardly seen you, we've had so much to do. With the holiday approaching, I've sure been missing you. I can't wait till Christmas morn to hold you in my arms. I'm feeling like a kid again, waiting on Santa Claus. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought have to wait beneath. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve.
Woo! Yes, we are definitely feeling all the Christmas cheer with all of our famous friends. Thanks for hanging out with It's a Canadian Country Christmas with Tracy Lynn,
Nate Holler, and some famous friends on Hot Country.
We're definitely having fun. And joining us around the Christmas tree, getting ready to snuggle up with Alexander Ludwig.
All right, Alexander has a holiday memory he wants to share with us.
My favorite Viking Christmas tradition, I'm not sure if the Vikings invented Christmas or not. What I do know is that they love their axe throwing, and we got some really, really fun places up north where you can do some axe throwing, and it is always a blast to invite your friends and family to these little places and chuck a few axes.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody
waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Hey, it's Alexander Ludwig here. My favorite Christmas food is my mom. She makes this incredible turkey broth soup. I literally cannot wait to go home right now and have it. It is incredible. It's maybe my favorite food on the planet. And of course, it always reminds me of my favorite time of year, Christmas, when I get to see my friends and family. Happy holidays.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went a Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Run like you stole it. Said Santa to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink. Away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Run, run, Rudolph.
Everybody. Happy holidays. Oh, yes, it is Christmas time. It is just the most wonderful time of the year, especially when you have friends pop by for some hot cocoa and you're hanging around the Christmas tree. Andrew Hyatt, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
So we're talking about Christmas growing up. Can you share some stories with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, with my family, we've always had a couple of traditions. One of them is classic country music. We never did a whole lot of Christmas carols or classic Christmas songs. That just wasn't sort of something I was raised on, which I kind of accredit to my love of country music. And then also, we always did our gifts on Christmas Eve. That was always kind of the vibe, and we've kind of carried on that tradition now that I'm, you know, older and I've got a wife and my dogs. We get together with my family on my mom's side on Christmas Eve, and then we do another family thing on Christmas Day. But yeah, I feel like I've always enjoyed that, you know, opening one or two gifts on Christmas Eve. Now is kind of how we split it. And then we do Christmas Day with nephews and nieces and all of that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now let's talk about your dogs. I bet you they're spoiled from Santa at Christmas.
Oh, they know right away. As soon as the stockings go up, they're like sniffing them every single day. So we kind of got to wait until the night before or else they'll just tear them off the mantle. Yeah, I love to spoil my dogs at Christmas time. We just fill their stockings with, you know, everything from new rubber balls to bully sticks to rawhides, pig ears. They get a little bit of everything, but I have to be careful with them. I have to make sure that I get them the same thing of everything because my older husky gets jealous. If there's something that's not in his that's in the other ones.
Oh my gosh.
He will lay there and like reject his and look at it and howl. And then the shepherd won't let him have it, and she knows. And then that becomes like this focus point for the whole thing. We made that mistake one time and never again.
Oh, wow. Well, on behalf of Hawk Country, Andrew Hyatt, happy holidays. All the best for 2023, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Same to you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
It's a Canadian country Christmas with Tracy Lynn,
Nate Holler, and some famous friends on Hawk Country.
Nate, it was a pleasure spending the holidays with you.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks everyone at Hawk Country. Ah, what a dream.
We had the best time rocking around the Christmas tree, and I think you forgot to say something. Wasn't it Merry Nate-mas and Happy Holidays?
It was definitely Happy Holidays, everyone.
A Hawk Country Christmas was written, recorded, and produced by Evanoff Communications.